Hi, this is John Davis. Welcome to my podcast for today, June 9th, 2019. Today, I want to talk about patience through connection and how important being patient is in order to help us connect better with each other. So thank you for joining me on this journey today. I live in South Florida. In South Florida, things tend to move very fast. We all live in a society where things are always moving faster and faster. I get frustrated sometimes. The computer doesn't start fast enough. The red light doesn't change fast enough. The waiter doesn't bring the food fast enough. The car in front of me isn't going fast enough. So many examples of life not moving at the pace that I want it to move at. Again, how many examples can we think of where we aren't being invited, in fact, told that we need to move faster? There's a thread of impatience in our society. I could go on and on about the frustrations that you know we all encounter every day. Every day is an opportunity for me to either get angry, bewildered, or downright frustrated that life is not going fast enough. So I wonder, what is this energy of impatience about? Is it that I'm not getting what I want when I want it? Is it simply a matter of me being not getting what I want? Or is it something deeper? And it seems to me there is something deeper. And it seems to me to be a fear that if things do not move faster, then somehow I'm going to miss out. It's this belief that other people have access to other things that I do not have access to. It really comes down to the fear of deprivation. It's the fear that other people now, because of my slowness, they now have access to something that I do not, because I could not get there fast enough. Simply put, that I'm going to miss out. This idea that others have access to something, I believe even has deeper roots. And it is the thought that only certain people have access to certain things, and that other groups of people do not have access to them. Simply put, again, I don't want to be in a group that misses out. Do I believe that certain groups have access to things that other people don't? The answer is yes. Look at our society. We could look at racial inequality. We could look at gender inequality. We could look at pay inequality issues. There are so many issues in our society that point to this. Do I believe that it should be this way? Absolutely not. In fact, it's one of my credos in life is to believe that all segments of society should have access to the same things. I really believe that. But the truth is, that's not the way it is. We all know that. It's just not that way. There are groups that don't have access to things. And in a perfect world, I would love it to be that way. The fear of missing out is running in the background of my subconscious when I'm driving down the highway or on the way to an important appointment. And suddenly, there is a traffic jam. It happens when my computer crashes when I'm creating an important document. It's all subconscious, but it's there. How can I possibly combat this incessant fear of missing out? I think it begins with acknowledging that I'm in fear of losing out. Just admit it. just say it out loud to myself if I need to. I think that if I can acknowledge my fear, then I can move past it, maybe even laugh at it. Then, once I admit it, I think it's important to move towards a solution rather than stay stuck in that fear. Because staying stuck in the fear is not going to move me forward. It's good to acknowledge it, but not get stuck in it. So what is the solution to fear? It is the love. It is love for myself. It is love for others. And it is believing that all my needs will be met. Maybe all my needs will not be met, or my wants will not be met. Actually, I believe that all my needs are met. Sometimes my wants are not met. But it's okay that if all my wants don't get met. You know, I also believe that if I do a simple act today for someone who does not have access to the same things I can help build a bridge between myself and that group of people. It is about, in some ways, making amends for all the attitudes that I've held towards a particular group that has kept me feeling separate from them. Ultimately, it is a sense of separation that keeps me in fear. And when I feel a part of, I don't feel fear. This connection is very healing, and it brings me into the present moment again. It makes me realize that maybe the traffic jam needed to happen. Maybe the computer needed to crash. Maybe things don't always have to go my way. Can I still believe that all is well when things don't go my way? Can I believe that there is still a force in the universe that is looking out for me even when I don't realize it, when I don't have the full picture of things? Can I still trust that things are working out exactly the way they should be? Do I believe in divine order, ultimately? So, in conclusion, I believe that impatience is ultimately about separation. Patience comes when I can reconnect with my true self, when I can see that there is a divine plan at work, and when I can hold others as being worthy of the same dignity, love, and access to good that is available to me. I ask you, what can you do today to feel more patient? And how can you make more connections with those around you? I pray that this message today is a blessing to you and that you can find more ways to connect with others by being patient with yourself and to those around you.